In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
Do you know what time it is? Oh, I'm not talking about on the clock or the watch on your wrist or your phone. No. Do you know what time it is spiritually? Romans chapter 13, verse number 11 says that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I'll tell you what time it is. It's time to wake up. It is time to watch and pray. We come today to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, to one of, not the final, but one of the last watch and pray admonitions in the New Testament. And what a challenge it is. Let's read just a little bit today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We're not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, you'll notice again this admonition of watch in the context of a battle scene, needing the helmet, needing the breastplate, getting the armor on. And you may say, well, you read all those verses and we heard the watch, but we didn't hear the pray. That's because that admonition comes a few verses later in verse 17, where he says very famously, pray without ceasing. In verse 6, watch and be sober. In verse 17, pray without ceasing. What do we learn here today? If it really is time to wake up, if it really is a late hour nearing the return of Jesus, if that's true, what's the application to us? You know, the emphasis of this passage is not on looking around you at the evil or even looking ahead to an event. It's looking at your own heart, getting your own self right with God. So a few observations. First of all, we must watch so that we won't sleep. Remember early in our study, I said there's two kinds of Christians. There's sleeping Christians and wide awake Christians. Well, here it is. We are children of the light. Children of the light must be awake. We must walk and not sleep. The literal admonition Jesus gave his first followers, watch and pray, stay awake, keep your eyes open. We must be so on guard, and I'll tell you why, because the danger is that we get accustomed to the darkness. Children of the light should never get used to living in the night. Too many sleeping saints today, they've just kind of gone to sleep. They've listened to the devil's lullaby. Don't let that happen. Don't get used to the dark. And so, we watch so that we won't sleep. Secondly, we watch and have to be sober. Now, this is very important because the idea of soberness here doesn't simply mean that you don't drink alcohol, you don't get drunk. It has to do with the way you think. You think clearly. You think correctly. A man under the influence of alcohol never thinks clearly. He's not thinking correctly. The idea here is you want your mind to be right. And in fact, that's obvious because in the armor that's mentioned here, did you notice the two pieces of armor in 1 Thessalonians 5? There is the breastplate. What does that cover? The heart. And there's the helmet. What does that cover? The head. So the mind and the heart are being guarded. He says, look, we want to guard how we think, how we feel. Every impulse in us, it needs to be correct. It needs to be clear. We must be sober. Are you a sober Christian today? Is your mind right? Is your head on straight? He tells us how we're supposed to think, by the way. He says that we're to have the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Do those words sound familiar? Faith, love, and hope. It's the same three abiding graces, 1 Corinthians 13:13. These are the things that abide. These are the things that last. Faith, love, and hope. In fact, same book of the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, he opened the letter with these same three. Verse number 3 of the first chapter, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. It sounds like these are three very important things. Sober Christians think in faith, think in love, and think in hope. Let's take a little test. Let's take a spiritual test. You test yourself. Would you say that your thoughts are full of faith? Are they anxious thoughts? Are you worried all the time? Are they full of unbelief, negative ideas? Or are you full of great thoughts of God? Are you thinking about how good God has been? Are you thinking about what God can do? Do you believe the Lord? Now, that's what it means to think in faith. And then we're to think in love. Are your thoughts hateful, harsh, angry, bitter, jealous, envious? Or are they characterized by the love of God? Do you really have compassion towards people? This is so important. We'll talk more about this in our final study, but your heart towards people really reveals whether you have the heart of God or not. A compassion is not just feeling a certain way towards them, a little pity. No, compassion is really having the heart of Jesus for them. It's not having their hurt in your heart. It's having His hurt in your heart. It is to think in love. And then finally, we don't only think in faith and think in love, we must think in hope. Would you say that your thoughts are hopeful thoughts? Are you looking forward to the future? Are you thinking the best things? Are you thinking about the soon return of Jesus? Are you excited that shortly you're going to see the Lord? Oh, how easy it is to think in unbelief and hatefulness and despair. But God's people, sober people, watching and praying, must think in faith, think in love, and think in hope. Ask the Lord today to help you get your mind right. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, what have we learned from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? Well, we've learned that we watch so that we won't sleep, we watch so that we can be sober, and then finally, we're watching for the coming salvation. Now, we have a present tense salvation, thank God for that, but we have the coming consummation of it. Your salvation will be complete on the day that your body gets saved as surely as your spirit already is. Yes, you're saved today. Eternal life is a present possession. You don't get eternal life the day you die. You get eternal life the day you receive Jesus, the eternal one, as your Savior. But your body is not yet redeemed, and it will be. And this is what we're looking forward to. Verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. We're not looking for wrath. We're looking to be with him. He's with us now. We're going to be with him shortly. You know, I think we need to take the counsel that is given here to comfort one another, to edify one another. Do you know how you stay wide awake? You stay around other wide awake Christians. And alert believers watching and praying should be encouraging all the Christians around them to be wide awake too. Why don't you take your family? That's your flock. Work on your family. Seek to edify your church family. Speak to a friend today. Encourage another believer. Write a note. Make a phone call. Drop by and give a visit to someone. Try to stir someone else up because Jesus Christ is coming soon. What time is it? It's late, friends. Only God knows the time and the seasons. But very shortly, we're going to see Jesus. Watch and pray.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.